Seleucid dynasty, 358 BC to 63 BC. Seleucus V and Antiochus VIII. So we're going to look at two guys today. They're relatively short-reigned, but this is the time period where we've got brother after brother after brother beating each other up for what's left of the Seleucid Empire, which is basically just pieces of Syria. Now, Seleucus V, a Philometer, it means mother-loving in the Hellenistic world. This usually indicated that his mother acted as co-regent. Now, we have no idea when he was born. It's simply known as unknown. But he does die in 96 BC. 96, 95, 94 are years where these guys are dropping like flies. Now, he reigned from 126 to 125 BC with his mother, Cleopatra Theia. His father was Demetrius II Nicator, and his mother was Cleopatra Theia. Either Seleucus V or his half-brother Antiochus IX Cyzicenus is probably identical with the ephemeral child ruler Antiochus Epiphanes, who was crowned by Cleopatra Theia after the death of Antiochus VII, but before Demetrius II returned to Antioch. The child Antiochus Epiphanes, who is known from coins, was deposed but not killed when Demetrius was restored to the throne in 129 BC. In 126 BC, Demetrius II was murdered at the instigation of his wife, Cleopatra Theia. She then took power and soon also killed her oldest surviving son, Seleucus V. Why? Well, number one, she tried to claim the Seleucid throne, or I should say he tried to claim the Seleucid throne, without Cleopatra Theia agreeing to it. Number two, Cleopatra Theia was afraid that Seleucus V would have her killed for assassinating his father. So it's kind of an odd situation. So that's why he only reigns for that short period of time. Now, that brings us to his replacement, Antiochus VIII Gryphus. Now, Gryphus is his nickname. It's not one of those really nice names that you've given to a ruler. It means hook-nosed. Known as Antiochus VIII Epiphanes, he's also known as Antiochus VIII Calcinius and Antiochus VIII Philometer, mother-loving again. But this is usually what you see when you get the genealogical charts, just to keep from confusing everybody. This is, you know, as you can see, this has gotten really confusing. And this always happens whenever we reach the end of a dynasty and we can't seem to get a good leader. And it just continues to deteriorate. Now, Antiochus VIII Gryphus, his father was Demetrius II Nicator, and his mother was Cleopatra Theia. And these Egyptian women with all their children and all their marriages are really causing problems for the Seleucids. Hopefully it'll be a little better when we finish the Seleucids and go to Egypt and see how that's working out. Antiochus VIII reigned from 125 to 121 BC. There are some indications he may have only reigned from 125 to 123 BC. Now his first wife is Tryphaena. Now, the children that Tryphaena has is Seleucus VI Epiphanes, Antiochus XI Epiphanes, Philip I Philadelphus, and by the way, Antiochus XI and Philip I are twins. Then we have Demetrius Eucharis, Antiochus XII Dionysius, and Laodice VII, who became the wife of Mithridates I Calcinius. So Antiochus VIII may not have been around as a ruler for a long time, but he certainly was fertile in getting his wife pregnant. And she's going to do pretty much the same thing with all those kids that Cleopatra Theia did. Of course, that's an issue. At any rate, his second wife was Cleopatra Selene, and he happened to be Cleopatra Selene's third of five husbands. Now, Antiochus VIII Gryphus was a teenager when he was crowned after his mother Cleopatra Theia was killed by his older brother Seleucus V. After the Antiochus VIII victory over the usurper, Alexander II Zabinius, in 123 BC, his mother tried to poison his wine, but the suspicious king forced Cleopatra Theia to drink the cup himself. He always had been interested in poison, even quoted by Galen, the great doctor, was going on. Despite being ugly and being portrayed on coins with a lazy appearance, it's actually common for that appearance to be shown for the last Seleucids. I think it's an editorial commentary of the people as to the lack of leadership that they've been getting. But he was popular for a time with his people. He gave lavish banquets, and some view this as showing that the Seleucid dynasty had degenerated and had become decadent. But, you know, the portrayal is a conscious invocation of the Hellenistic idea of triphe, which is the good life. This is what the last Seleucids strove to be associated with, as opposed to the reality of rule, which was civil wars and family feuds. So once you got in the power, you partied and tried to make it look like this was the way it's going to always be. And then, of course, you gather the army up and go out and kill each other. Antiochus VIII married the Ptolemaic princess Tryphene, also known, Cleopatra is also known as that as well, in 116 BC. His half-brother and cousin Antiochus IX, Cyzicus, returned from exile and started the civil war. He had been married to Tryphene's sister, named Cleopatra. Ultimately, both sisters were killed, and the brothers divided Syria between them until Antiochus VIII Griffus was murdered by his minister Heracleion in 96 BC. But five of Griffus's sons ultimately became king, although in many cases for 1 year, for 6 months, and for 1 year. So we're going to eventually get into that. I put two of them together this time. We'll put four of them together at another time. But you can see this collapsing dynasty. And you say, is this the way it's going to be all the way through to the end? No, it's not. We are going to have a good monarch who's going to come in and bring in a significant change. Unfortunately, he's not going to be Seleucid. He's going to be Armenian. And that's pretty much close to the end at that time. If you're keeping track of the dates, obviously the Roman Empire at this time is in the period where you've got Marius and Sulla and the beginning of moving towards the triumvirate. So Pompey's going to come into play here and all sorts of other stuff. At any rate, the sources for this, the House of Seleucus by Bevan, The Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and The Seleucid Army by Bar Kova. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com. Ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs. If you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. You can do that with the website is set up to set, you know, a few dollars a month, which would be helpful, and let me plan for what we want to do as upgrades. At any rate, thank you very much.